Last week, users on the Almanac reported seeing the summer's first sunflowers. One user was surprised to see the flowers blooming already.
My suspicion is that it has to do with how warm the temperatures have been.
David Inouye is a biology professor at the University of Maryland, but spends his summers studying flowers at the Rocky Mountain Biology Lab above Crested Butte.
The major project I'm working on now involves looking at how the timing of flowering and the abundance of flowering are changing. We have 40 years of data already, and that's allowed us to get some idea of what the consequences of the changing environment are in terms of how flowering is being affected and also how some of the animals, like pollinators, that interact with those flowers are being affected.
He says the earlier-than-usual sight of sunflowers and other wildflowers is indeed most likely due to this year's warmer temperatures.
Plants had a pretty early start to the growing season this year because the snow melted relatively early, and then it's been warm since then, so the plants have developed pretty quickly.
Another Almanac user said he watched a sunflower rapidly grow 3.5 inches in 24 hours.
That would also be affected by the warmer weather, so plant growth would be affected by a combination of temperature and moisture. And so if they're getting the moisture that they need, for instance, if somebody's watering a sunflower in their garden, those warmer temperatures will result in quicker growth.
The earlier snow melt and hot, dry weather of late is perhaps cause for some alarm, but the sight of sunflowers is arguably a welcome distraction from the weather's other byproduct, wildfires. For IC Change and the Almanac.org, I'm Travis Bubinick.